أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we have been focusing on حروف المقطعات area, which are the 29 chapters, beginning with a unique letter combination. And today we will start looking at Hawameem place. Now, these are the seven chapters beginning with Ha Mim. And today, we're going to look at the first of those, which is Surah number 40, and it's called Al-Ghafir, the Forgiver. It's also well known as Al-Mu'min, which is the Believer. And this is after Hizqiel. Hizqiel was the treasurer and cousin of Fir'aun, who stood up for Prophet Musa and saved his life. It is also known as Al-Fadl. Al-Fadl is the bounty because of the reference to Allah as the possessor of bounty. Allah says in Ayah 3, Zittal, the one who possesses bounties. So let's first look at the focus of the surah, which has 85 ayat and is a Makki surah. It focuses on Allah as the forgiver and acceptor of repentance. It's as though He's looking for excuses to forgive us. It talks about the council or the conversation that Hizqiel had with Fir'aun in supporting Prophet Musa. And in the Quran, we have two places. We have Hizqiel's conversation, and he's known as Mu'mine Ali Fir'aun, the believer from Ali Fir'aun. And the other is in Yasin of Mu'mine Ali Yasin, the believer of Ali Yasin, the conversation Habib had with his people. The surah also focuses on the punishment for arrogance and rejection of divine guidance. Benefits of recitation: it's a remedy for heart problems, for dizziness, for nausea. If it is recited once in 3 days, inshallah, Allah will forgive, and we'll understand why when we talk about the surah. There's also prosperity in business for anyone who recites this surah. We've divided it into 8 sections. And in the first section, we look at the divine attributes of Allah. It's 4 attributes, and they're amazing. He says, Ghafir al-Dhamb, the forgiver of sins. Waqabil al-Tawb, the acceptor of repentance. Shadid al-Iqab, intense in retribution. And Dhittal, the rub of bounty, the enabler of expansion. The second section looks at the rejecters of truth. But I love the third section. It's where angels pray for the protection of believers. Look what they say. In Ayah 7, Allah says, after they ask for forgiveness for believers, they say, Rabbana wasi'at kulla shayin rahma. You embrace all things in mercy, wa ilman, and knowledge. Faghfir lilladhina tabu wa taba'u sabilaka. Forgive those who turn to you in repentance and follow your way. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَهِيمِ, and save them from the punishment of Jahannam. And then my most favorite bit, in Ayah 8, they say, رَبَّنَا our Rabb, وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ, and enter them, make them enter these gardens of forever, which you have promised. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ, and also those who do good from their fathers, their forefathers, their spouses, and their children. And they pray for those who believe to have mercy on the day of Qiyamah and to be kept away from evil. It's phenomenal. The next section sort of reverts back to the rejecters of divine guidance on the day of judgment, where they will confess their sins. And they will ask, فَحَلْ إِلَىٰ خُرُوجٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ, is there any way we can get out of this? And then what the surah sort of revolves around, the conversation of Hizqiel, who's known as Mu'mine Ali Fir'aun, the believer from Ali Fir'aun, when he talks to Fir'aun. See, in Ayah 26, we see that Fir'aun is saying, ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهُ, let me alone that I will kill Musa and let him call upon his Rabb. Now Hizqiel stands up in his court and he tells Fir'aun, fear divine punishment. Recall what happened to previous nations. He tells them this life is temporal whilst the hereafter is permanent. Accountability is a certainty. But it fell to deaf ears. Fir'aun asks his advisor Haman to build him a tower so he would be able to access the heavens and reach the God of Musa. In the end, his keel says, this is Ayah 44, وَأُفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي لَلَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I entrust my affairs to Allah. Indeed, Allah is cognizant, or Allah sees His servants. And this is the answer of divinity. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا. So Allah protected him from the evil consequences of what they had planned. وَحَاكَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءَ الْأَذَابِ. And the most evil punishment overtook Fir'aun's people. The sixth section, which is Ayah 46 to 59, looks at the part one of the punishment of arrogance. And it is terrible. In section 7, we see reflection on creation. This is Ayah 60 to 68. And possibly one of the most beautiful ayat of the Quran. In Ayah 60, Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ. And your Rabb says, أَدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Call me and I will answer you. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَقْبِرُونَ عَنْ إِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. Those who are too proud to call me will soon enter Jahannam. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, when Allah inspires you to ask, know that He wants to give. So it's just phenomenal when you want to dua, or you want to call out to Him and ask. And finally, in the last section, there is punishment for arrogance. And this is part 2, Ayah 69 to 85. In essence, it says that Jahannam is the final abode for those who are persistently arrogant, who defiantly deny divinity and divine guidance and accountability. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those whom the angels pray for us, and to be of those who Allah inspires to ask Him, because we know He only does that because He wants to give. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.